Make Me Smart is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Hey, Marketplace listeners, you know around here we like to think you're never too young to learn about the economy and financial basics. That's why we're bringing the Million Bazillion Live Tour to school to teach important lessons about budgeting, investing, saving, and more. It's all the fun of the podcast, but now live, immersive, and interactive. Special thanks to our tour partner, Greenlight, the debit card and money app for kids and teens. Learn more about Greenlight at greenlight.com/million. That is greenlight.com/million. Not at all. Not at all. Hey, everybody, I'm Kai Ruzdahl. Welcome back to Make Me Smart, where we make today make sense.
And I'm Kimberly Adams. Thank you for joining us on this Monday. I promise you all we will make it through the week. Today, we are going to do the usual. We're going to dive into some of the stories of the day or that you may have seen or missed over the weekend. And we'll talk about a story or two that makes us smile. So starting with the news fix, Kai, you have the scary one. Why don't you go first?
I'll tell you what. It's fun and yay and wow, look at that. And at the same time, it's super, super scary. So I don't know how many of you were like vaguely online or on whatever social platform you're on over the weekend or the last like three, four-ish days. But there's a new AI sort of chat body thing out there. Chatbot, B-O-T-T-Y. Chatbotty, not body. From OpenAI, which is an artificial intelligence platform, and it's called ChatGPT. And people have been having all kinds of fun with it, writing song lyrics and rewriting the classics and, you know, tell me a story about a whale on the moon or whatever. And this AI bot will come back and it will give it to you. And it's really amusing. Joe Weisenthal at Bloomberg wrote a country music, had this thing provide him the lyrics for a country music song. And then he asked it to provide him, oh, God, what was it? It was like a give me a country music beat with a tropical flair or something. And this thing came back with that kind of music suggestion. And so Joe wrote this song all on AI. Anyway, that's all fun and yay, but it's really scary because artificial intelligence, which I know you covered on Tech a Lot, is getting kind of scary. And this is just another example of how good, and I put good in air quotes, AI is getting. It's a little mean.
Yeah, we were talking about it this morning on, you know, in our tech editorial meeting about, you know, what does this mean for, you know, this software that universities use to try to catch plagiarism? What does it mean for people? What if you plug in, you know, into one of these AI text generation bots, information to help you write a cover letter for a job or a writing sample for a job? You know, in those cases, it's another tool. And so in theory, continuing to use that tool, you could make the same progress. And I was thinking it's in some ways it could be considered like typing speed, right?
Oh, yeah.
It was a certain level of skill to type really, really fast on a typewriter and to get it all accurate and everything spelled right and punctuation correct and everything like that. And if you were a really good typist, that was a marketable skill. Now we have technology that makes everybody a better typist and catches your spelling errors and grammar errors. And if you know, if you're using one of the pieces of software that does this, may fix your grammar or word usage or verb tense or whatever. And that becomes part of, you know, what people have available to them when it's determined what their skill set is. And so I wonder how this factors into it. And yes, there's a really big opportunity to trick people or have misinformation. But at the same time, you know, it's kind of like how filters are being deployed on dating apps. You kind of just know that how somebody looks might not actually be how somebody looks.
Oh, man. Oh, snap.
Now we have to just assume that how, you know, somebody writes may not actually be how they write.
Yep. No, it's good and all kinds of scary. Anyway, check it out. We'll have some stories on the homepage, I'm sure. And if not, yes, you can just Google it. You can just have a look at it. Anyway, item number two, more news you can use. And for those of you who have procrastinated in getting your real IDs because the deadline keeps getting pushed back and now it's been May 7th, 2023 for a very long time and I finally got my DMV appointment out here in California to go get myself a real ID, which is required now or will be required. Well, it's not going to be required until 2025 now. So if you procrastinated in getting your real ID, you got two more years, two and a half, May 7th, 2025 for the traveling public.
Yeah. DC has had its IDs be real IDs for years, but you know, it's DC. So that makes sense.
Yes. Anyway, what do you got?
So one of the things that often happens over the weekend is like you're half paying attention to the news and things will sort of zoom by and then you'll hear the big headline, but not necessarily the follow up. And that's one of these stories today, because I was going to look for a story that I saw over the weekend about Iran abolishing its morality police, which I saw, you know, a headline flash by over the weekend. But what I had not seen until I specifically went looking for the story today was that that may not actually be true.
Right.
So over the weekend, there was a story that an Iranian official said in a press conference or whatever, it was the attorney general, that he was responding to a reporter's question, basically said, and this is the quote from the Washington Post talking about this, "The morality police has nothing to do with the judiciary, and it was abolished by those who created it." But now a lot of other Iranian government agencies are backpedaling on that, saying it's not abolished. It's still active. You know, the judiciary doesn't really have anything to do with it. And there's questions about whether or not people misinterpreted him, or was he just sort of speaking off the cuff and it wasn't really true? Was it a bad translation? Mm-hmm. And clearly they're rethinking it over there in light of all of these protests. But I just think, you know, it's one of those things where the headline was a big deal over the weekend, but much less so that this may not actually be true.
Yep.
So just wanted to flag that for folks.
Yeah, no, it's a really good lesson. And there's more to the news than the headline, for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Juan Carlos.
All right.
Let's do it.
Smiling.
Okay. So mine is soccer derived because it's the middle of the World Cup, but also just this is it's not a ha ha make me smile. It's a wow, that's a really nice story smile. A piece in GQ about the Dutch national soccer team in the late 60s, early 70s, and something called total football, which they sort of perfected over there. But also, it's a story about friendship and dying and sport and connection. I'm not going to spoil it. We'll put it on our show page. You can look it up. It's called Life, Death, and Total Football. And if you're a soccer fan, or even if you're not, give it a read. It's really good.
Well, mine is soccer adjacent, I suppose. you know, I was kind of scrambling to try and to find a make me smile today. And so I literally typed in like fun news and I found
story. I've done that. Full disclosure, yeah. I've done that.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw this story that the AP has about something going on in Qatar where they are, in addition to the World Cup, there's another big thing that just went down, which was it was a camel like beauty competition.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, and the AP says, think Westminster dog show crossed with the Miss America pageant, except for, well, camels.
Wow.
and it's got some amazing photos because, you know, it's part of the heritage of a lot of people in that part of the world to really rely on camels for transportation and also some places for meat. But, you know, the Qataris were saying that this was an opportunity to use the spotlight of the World Cup to, you know, highlight the cultural heritage. And so they have this, you know, best camel contest. Think about like a state fair where you have like the prettiest cow or something like that. And I've been to state fairs.
Sorry.
Anywho, and so, but the photos in this are great because some of these camels are decked out. I mean, bejeweled with actual jewels. And wow. I have to say, the winning camel is very pretty. It's a pretty camel. And let's see, her name is Naza.
There you go. We'll have the picture on our show page, of course. Yes. The whole story. The whole story.
It's a great story. It's a great story.
Goodness. All right. And with that, we are out of here. Have I ridden a camel? No. So when I was in the Navy, we went to where the ship pulled into Alexandria, Egypt, and we, of course, went to the pyramids. And of course, there was the touristy camel riding thing. What?
You pulled into Alexandria and then you went down to Cairo?
Yeah.
From there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry. Yeah. No pyramids in Alexandria.
Yes. Okay.
Anyway, went down to Cairo, went to the pyramids. And then, of course, it's a very tourist trappy kind of camel setup, which I stayed away from. Yeah. But no, I've never ridden a camel. You, of course, having lived there, have definitely ridden camels, right?
Yes.
But?
I rode the camels at the pyramids once, I think. But a more interesting story is when I went to Morocco and did a whole touristy thing of like riding the camel on the beach. But the camel I had was a bit of a jerk. And camels are actually known for being rather ornery creatures and not always the kindest to strangers or just to people in general sometimes. And so the camel that I happened to be on was not in the mood to be ridden. And the person who was doing this insisted that the camel walk, and the camel walked. And then when it came down for the camel to get down, which, you know, if you've ever seen it, they kind of get down on their knees in the front and they sit down in the back. And so I was getting ready to get off. But before I could get off, the camel decided it wanted to roll over.
No, really?
And so
were you okay?
I jumped.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And there's this photo of me like dashing off the side of the camel as it begins to roll. And wow. So I'll try to find it.
And when we get it, we will put that on the show page too.
Yes,
let
you
me
can
tell
put it
you.
On the show page.
Oh, man. That's a good story.
All right.
That's a good camel story. All right, we're going to go out on that one. Tomorrow, something way less enjoyable than Kimberly jumping off a camel. Climate change and Florida's insurance industry. It is a challenge, to say the least. But it's also a really important part of the economy down there and everywhere. And then Amy Scott has been reporting on it for our sister podcast, How We Survive. She's going to be here to make us smart on that whole scene down there.
Yes. And until then, please keep sending your thoughts, suggestions, and questions to us at makemesmart@marketplace.org. As always, you can leave us a voicemail at 508-UBSMART.
Marissa Cabrera and Courtney Bergseeker produced this podcast. Today's program was engineered by Juan Carlos Torrado. On the other side of glass for me, Ellen Rolfes writes our newsletters.
Bridget Bodner is our senior producer when she's not working on our sister podcast, Million Bazillion. And Francesca Levy is the executive director of digital. I got to start going through my phone.
Yeah, no kidding. I want to see that.
Way back in there.
Strong communication skills are critical for success in business and in life. Hi, I'm Matt Abrahams, and I host Stanford Graduate School of Business's Think Fast, Talk Smart, the podcast. Each week, I sit down with experts to discuss the best tips to help you with your communication skills, from conflict management to mastering small talk to tackling communication anxiety. Join us and start to develop and hone your communication skills. Listen every Tuesday wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube.